Very beautiful, thank you. The announcements, I think, are in your bulletin, but I want to welcome all of you this morning, especially those who are visiting with us. We're happy that you're here. This week, was it Friday? Was Veterans Day?
Today.
It's actually today. All right. Well, let's recognize our veterans. Would you veterans all stand? Don't forget to sign up for one of my visits. The sign-up sheet is on that table. We've got a good start on it, but there are still a lot of people who are either shy or, I don't know, maybe afraid of me. I don't bite. I mean, I've had all my immunizations, too. All right. This morning, you probably noticed there are a few things different in the chancel, and we'll be doing a couple of different things, but Loretta Culpepper is going to sing the Lord's Prayer for us during that portion in the, of the communion service, so I look forward to that. And thank you in advance. Are there other announcements? All the veterans get to eat for free at the American Legion Club. Okay.
And their wives get to eat free if they've paid their dues.
There's always a catch, isn't there? All right. I noticed in the bulletin that there is something on Monday from 12 to 1. Does anybody?
That's a food pantry.
Food pantry. Okay.
But it isn't. Joe and Connie, it's Jan.
It's Jan. Okay. All right. I thought I was afraid I was going to be missing out. So. All right.
You thought there was a wedding.
I don't know why I was hoping. All right. Jan doesn't want a wedding? You don't want a wedding that day? No. Okay. Very good. Well, let us begin our worship. Please stand as you are able. The gathering hymn, by the way, is the one that's up on the board there, 829. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy and loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen. Amen.
Hymn number 820. We heard that last week. So even though it's a new hymn, we'll play it.
Tomorrow is quite the same.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In your promises and bring all the world to share in the treasures that come through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
May be seated.
Today's first reading comes from the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, beginning with the 8th verse. The word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, "Go now to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and live there, for I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he set out and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the town, a widow was gathering sticks. He called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel, so that I may drink." As she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar, and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go home and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterwards, make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord of God of Israel, the jar of meal will not be empty, and the jug of oil will not fail until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth." She went and did as Elijah said, so that she, as well as he and her household, ate for many days. The jar of meal was not empty, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll say Psalm 146 responsibly today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being.
Put not your trust in the rulers, in mortals, in whom there is no help.
When they breathe their last, they return to the earth, and in that day their thoughts perish.
Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope it is the Lord their God.
Who made heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in them, who keeps promises forever.
Who gives justice to those who are oppressed, and food to those who hunger. The Lord sets the captive free.
The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord cares for the stranger. The Lord sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of wicked.
The Lord shall reign forever. Your God will reign throughout all generations. Hallelujah.
Today's second reading comes from the 9th chapter of Hebrews, beginning with the 24th verse. Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one, but he entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself again and again, as a high priest enters the holy place year after year with blood that is not his own. For then he would have had to suffer again and again since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he appeared once for all at the end of the age to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for mortals to die once, and after that judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Children to come up now.
Hi.
I got lots of people. You know what I got in my bag? You know what I get? Is it good or bad? Rocks? I've got cookies. Uh-huh. Can anybody, do you know how to count? How many do I have?
One.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten.
There are 10 of them. Do you know what a tithe is? Have you ever heard of a tithe?
No.
Okay, a tithe is 10%. Do we have any math geniuses with us? I know Jeremiah. What is a tenth of 10?
1.
So if I took 1 out of here, which one should I take? That one? Okay. I'll make sure I take the right one, okay? Now, I could give this to you like that and take, you know, break off a piece of it. Would you like that? Give each of you a piece? You don't want one? Okay. Dean, you could have some. Give some to each of you. Okay. You're good. Well, then there's
I know
one.
You're good, but you want a cookie?
You have my chocolate, right? Okay. Well, I'll eat mine. Now, we just shared a tithe, a tenth of all my cookies. You think we should stop there?
No.
No, you think? You think we ought to share the whole bag?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a man by the name of J.C. Penney. Do you remember, you ever heard of him?
Probably in a store.
Yes. Mm-hmm. J.C. Penney had this whole bunch of stores. And he was a very religious man. So he began to tithe all of his profits to give 10% of it away. And then he said, you know, I've got so much, I should give more of it away. And eventually, he kept one cookie and gave all the rest away for charity. Wasn't that neat? So he lived on one cookie. Well, one tithe. He reversed it. Would you like a cookie? Here, you can pick one. Okay, one you want. Do you like chocolate?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. So I'll share all these cookies. Yeah, there you go. But next time you think about putting something in the offering plate, you might ask, is this a tithe of my allowance? Is it 10%? There's 3 left. Well, did John get one?
Oh, I didn't get one.
No, John didn't get one. Here you go, John. Yes, I need all my kids to have something. Dean? Here, I'll let you take the bag. All right. Well, what happens is that two cookies. Yes, I got 2 left. So I would have 2/10. Yeah, they're both chocolate. You like them? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, God gives us all of this good stuff. And he doesn't want us to give the whole bag back, about the bag of cookies. He wants only, he says, a tenth. Think you can remember that? Let's say thank you to God. Thank you, God, for giving us all that we have. We ask you to bless us so that we learn to share what we have with those who have nothing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, now if you bear with me for just a minute, and if we can get Bill back there to turn the lights out. Yeah, if you can turn the lights out, I'll see if I can get...
Okay. What are we doing?
Well, I'm going to show you something. How's that? And we'll give it a chance to... warm up. Oh, it's coming up the way, not the way I wanted it to. But. That's where it was supposed to start. How's that? Okay. The Gospel according to St. Mark. The 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. This morning, I'm going to show you the good news in word and pictures. I don't remember where my I'm going to have to move that. And we might have to turn this thing on. How's that? That would even work better. There we go. As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to greet people with be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at the banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance, say long prayers. They will receive a greater condemnation." Turn this way so I can actually see. Make sure it's moving. He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money in the treasury. Many of the people who were rich put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in 2 copper coins, which are worth about a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of those who have contributed to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of all that she had to live on." That's the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Jesus makes it clear that little things count. In the beginning, God created the world. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God saw everything that He made. And behold, it was very good. You get to help preach to me. I believe, I do believe, truly I believe it, truly I believe it, truly I believe it, I believe, I do believe, truly I believe it, truly I believe it, truly I believe it, I believe in God the Almighty, Lord Creator, Almighty Lord Creator, Almighty Lord Creator, I believe in God the Almighty, Lord Creator, Almighty Lord Creator, Almighty Lord Creator. I believe, I do believe, truly I believe it, truly I believe it, truly I believe it, I believe, I do believe, truly I believe it, truly I believe it, truly I believe it. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have established, what is mankind that you're mindful of us? And the sons and daughters of mankind that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little less than God and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen. And also the beasts of the field. The birds of the air. And the fish of the sea. Whatever passes along the path of the sea, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and pay your vows to the Most High, and call upon God in the day of trouble. And God will deliver you, and you shall be glorified. Everything I have because of God's great love. God, God made us fresh and new. Flowers, birds, and trees, and bees, and water clean and pure. Mountain, plains, and valleys, ocean, desert, sands, and more. People of all colors and all cultures, heights and new. Everything I need is God, the Lord, good Lord, places in our care. Everything I have because of God's great love. Everything belongs to God, we must remember that. I am what I am because of God, for God freely blesses me. You are what you are because God freely blesses you. We are but the stewards caring for the things of God. So we give a tithe to tell God that we understand. Everything I have because of God's great love. Everything belongs to God, may we return our thanks. Oops. One. We are called and chosen by the Lord our God and King. Blessed to be a blessing as we care for what is God's. Nothing in this world belongs to you or me, it's true. May we use them wisely as we serve our living Lord. Everything I have because of God's great love. Everything belongs to God, we share on every turn. Everything I have because of God's great love. Everything belongs to God, we shall return our thanks. The widow of Zarephath trusted the Lord with all that she had to give. A jar of meal was not empty, neither did the jug of oil fail. According to the word of the Lord that Elijah spoke, the poor widow in the gospel gave all she had, 2 coins worth a fraction of a penny. But Jesus declared, this poor widow has put in more than all those who have contributed to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of the poverty, has given everything she had, all that she had to live on. She trusted God, who had provided for her in the past and would not fail her in the future. How much do you trust God to continue to bless you? A steward is one who believes all he or she has is a gift from God in the first place. And we are caretakers, not owners or possessors of those gifts. How do we give thanks to God, our Creator, Provider, Forgiver, Savior, and Redeemer? With all of our heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your soul. How do we give thanks to God? With a tithe, 10% of your money, your income. God doesn't ask that you give it all back. God wants you to trust and live thankfully on 90% of your income. Do you trust God enough to put God to the test with a tithe of 10% of your money? Try this. Increase what you give each year by 1%. See what happens. God will bless whatever you give. Then increase it by another percent each year. Stewardship begins with thankfulness for all that God has already done for us. It also involves trusting God for what God promises to do for us in the future. Washed clean in the waters of baptism, forgiven and renewed, you and I can look forward to the day of the Lord in whom we place our trust. Max Lucado has written, "Faith is trusting what the eye cannot see. Your eyes see the prowling lion. Faith sees Daniel's angel. Your eyes see storms. Faith sees Noah's rainbow. Your eyes see giants in the land. Your faith sees the promised land. Your eyes see your faults. Faith sees your Savior. Your eyes see your guilt. Faith sees his blood. Your eyes see the grave. Your faith sees a city whose builder and maker is God. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus our Lord, who has already given you every good and perfect gift, who's already died on the cross for you, who has already forgiven your sins, who has already promised to be with you always, who has already prepared to place a place in heaven for you. Amen. We join in singing the hymn of the day.
He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the people of God gathered here and throughout the world, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. O God, preserve your church from empty piety. Stir up our will to act with mercy and compassion. Keep our pastors, teachers, and all who provide your good news strong in faith, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Provide all living things with sufficient food and clean water. Make us ever mindful of the farmers and laborers who supply us with food, and open our hands to share what we have received. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Awaken our nation to care for veterans and others who have experienced the stress and trauma of war or other military conflicts. Inspire us to promote the well-being of those who have put themselves in the service of others. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bow down to those who are trampled. Greet them with mercy and give them new life to those who feel overwhelmed or broken by discrimination, grief, or illness, especially those we mentioned before you now. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bless the ministries in our community that reach out to people who are unnoticed or neglected. Give us a common vision of justice that eliminates hunger, greed, and self-righteousness. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bind us together with the saints of every time and place, especially those that you mention in your hearts, until we join them around your throne. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Enfold all things in your compassion, O God, and bring us into your life through the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In great love you sent to us Jesus your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who, on the cross, opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming again. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of those who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.